Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 20, 2024, the There Were Tapes edition. And this story comes to us from Patricia Hurtado at the and others from Bloomberg, and it's about the brazen corruption in the VTOL trading case that actually was caught on videotape. And she reports and gives examples of the videos. It's not clear how and why all of this was taped and what warrants were used to get it. Nevertheless, it's pretty compelling evidence of corruption, and you can see why the jury came back as it did. Next up, from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance Journal, David Smagala reporting that the SEC has settled fines with two investment advisors for allegedly making false statements about their use of artificial intelligence technology, following through on its warning to go after businesses involved in AI washing. Delphia and Global Predictions settled with the SEC and agreed to pay $400,000 in civil penalties totaled for their transgressions. AI washing, an informal term that describes a business making unfounded AI claims to the public, has recently emerged as a target of the SEC's enforcement. Next up, the four-hour work week is back. Yes, Bernie Sanders has introduced a bill to mandate a 32-hour work week. Well, guess what? When I say it's back, I mean it's back. When was it first suggested? Well, I'm not sure when it was suggested, but Richard Nixon, yes, Tricky Dick himself, pushed for a proposal for a four-day work week as far back as 1956. Yes. Now, this didn't happen over the next 68 decades, and you can imagine what this is going to do to the MAGA hat-wearing right-wingers who think that nobody works anyway. But 32-hour work week eventually will come to pass. And our final story also comes to us from Bloomberg, and the Indian company Adani Green says it has not yet received a notice from the DOJ that it's investigating the company, although it is aware of investigations through a party not related to the company, but apparently that does business with the company. It's not clear why Adani would not have self-disclosed this relationship, because the first thing you learn is self-disclosure is key. And if you're aware of an investigation, I hope you're investigating to see what happens. And I hope you are going in to talk to the DOJ, but probably not. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.